A federal appeals court has ruled that Maryland's groundbreaking digital advertising tax violates the U.S. Constitution, marking a major development for tax policy and big tech regulation. The court found that prohibiting companies from disclosing the tax to their customers infringes on First Amendment rights, highlighting the intersection of taxation and corporate free speech. Overview of the tax introduced in 2021, the Maryland digital ad tax targeted large companies generating substantial global revenues from online advertising, including Meta, Google, and Amazon. Under the law, companies with over $100 million in global gross revenue faced rates from 2.5% to 10%, with the highest rate applying to those earning $15 billion or more. The measure aimed to generate approximately $250 million annually to support K-12 education. Court ruling and rationale. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a unanimous decision reversing a lower court ruling, emphasizing that the law's restriction on corporate communication constitutes unconstitutional censorship. Judge Julius Richardson referenced historical examples, including the Colonial-era Stamp Act, noting that criticizing the government is a cornerstone of democratic discourse. Implications for businesses and policy. This ruling underscores the critical balance between innovative taxation and corporate rights. For multinational corporations, particularly in the technology sector, the case illustrates potential legal challenges when states implement sector-specific taxes that could be perceived as restricting speech. Trade organizations hailed the decision as a defense of free speech, emphasizing that silencing companies from informing customers about taxes undermines transparency and accountability. Meanwhile, Maryland officials have not yet commented on next steps, and the law continues to face legal challenges in multiple jurisdictions. Global context. The decision may influence other states and countries considering digital services or advertising taxes, highlighting the need for carefully crafted legislation that respects both revenue generation objectives and constitutional or human rights protections. Tax policy professionals should monitor the outcome as it progresses through the courts, as it may set precedent for future digital economy taxation strategies worldwide. Conclusion. Maryland's experience serves as a cautionary tale for policymakers designing digital ad taxes or similar sector-specific levies. Balancing fiscal goals with corporate rights and free speech considerations will be critical for sustainable and legally robust taxation frameworks in the rapidly evolving digital economy. For any questions, clarifications, feedback, or contributions regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We welcome your input and are dedicated to delivering accurate, timely, and insightful tax news. All inquiries will be handled confidentially in accordance with our privacy policy.